Hi, everybody. That's what I feel like doing tonight. Welcome. Anybody new? I think maybe I do see a few new faces. Can you wave if you're new? Jane, maybe you're new? Sort of new. Second time. And Savannah, welcome. Anybody else? Anna, are you new? Maybe? No, sorry. All right. Oh, hi, Johan. You already have your hand up. Don't worry. All right. Well, welcome, everyone. I had said last time, first of all, apologies about last week for those who were signed up. I'm sorry about that. I was in France and taking care of my mama, and there were things going on. So sorry. And last time we met here, I don't know who was here, but I did say my intention has been, because this is the yoga of non-duality, and increasingly over the years, we've become quite still. It becomes a very internal yoga, and I have wanted to become more dynamic. And I remember, Rose, you were sort of enthusiastic about that. Include po postures and movements, but I just want to check with you, especially those of you who come regularly, like. For example, how comfortable are you if we're not going to do it today, but if we were to start lying on the floor, is that sort of not so okay? For example, Claire, Len, is it's okay? Oh, okay. What about you, Len and Anna? I don't know. I get concerned about elderly, oh, not elderly, sorry.
It's true. It's true.
Body. Okay. Well,
Speaking for the elderly.
yeah, no, Len, I didn't mean it that. That came out just completely. I meant, like, my body's aging. We're all aging at different.
To me, it's just then you can't really see the computer. Of course, our eyes are closed anyway, so I think that does it. Then it's fine.
Okay. Well, that would be fine, because, as you say, our eyes are closed anyway, and hopefully my directions would be clear enough. But maybe we'll try that next time, and let's see what happens today. I will, but it's very dear to me, and yeah, I mean, life is moving all the time, so it's a good idea to explore with movement. And all right, anyway, we'll start sitting today and see what happens. And for newcomers, we share a meditation, and then for about an hour or so, and then a tiny break, and then we come back together and have a conversation. And I know it's a big day for everyone. Sort of. Is it a big day? I don't know. Hi, Kyra. All right, everyone, make yourselves as comfortable as possible, and then if it's okay to, you can allow your eyes to close. Ah, what a relief. Tuning out of one part of our experience. That's one thing less, right? The visual perception, which actually, when we come together and see each other on the screen, is very pleasant. But it's nice to, yeah, it's nice to close our eyes. It's a kind of signal, isn't it, of turning inwards. In a way, turning back towards the body, in fact. And back towards something more immediate, something more, I don't know, raw, your breath. Touch of the air on your skin, sound of my voice. And of course, also turning inwards, closing our eyes. It's as if we were saying yes to this silence or presence that we share. Or maybe it's more like we're entering this presence as if it were a cathedral or a church or a chapel or a sanctuary. Through this ritual of closing our eyes together. And it's the space that says, yes. Yes, you're welcome. The silence is saying, yes. And you can whisper to your body that it can settle. In this space. Feel the weight of your body resting on the support of the cushion or the chair and your legs, your hips, your base. Allow your base to rest on, I don't know, a sense of the bigger base, the earth, but even that's not quite the right word. Allow your base to be a base, to be a place feel, you know, really let yourself taste and feel your pelvis. And again, that's not quite the right word. But I have to use words, your thighs, your perineum, your the root of your body. Maybe you could feel you're sitting on the back of a creature that is your best friend, and its back is very wide and warm. And safe. And your body is held. And this creature is breathing. And it's a very large, big creature. And so the breath, when this creature takes a breath in, it's contagious, it echoes through your own body, your inhale. And your exhale. Don't think about it at all. Just let my words wash over and maybe the image caresses your experience, your body. Just letting your bodies come to life a bit, because like me, probably you've been thinking a lot. Today, I mean, maybe not. But I wouldn't be surprised if I'm right. And so here we come back into the wild of our body, the life of our body. And we're not manipulating the body, trying to get it to be more this or that. I mean, I am giving some invitations, reminding the body of its intimate connection with the earth and with the air and space surrounding it. But really, we're saying hello to the body just as it is, with its layers. Your shoulders, your neck, your jaw, your eyes. Your breath, your lips, your belly. Just feeling, tasting, allowing. And even though we're not moving per se in a directive way, just feel how moving it is, how dynamic it is. My voice is moving, your breath, our breath is moving. The sensations are all moving, even those sensations that feel dense or solid. And let your bodies sort of dance with the sound of my voice and with the sound of your own inner ripple. But gently, it's like as if you were A plant in the wind. And the plant, it's rooted, isn't it? So, like, feel same with our bodies, that base, that very powerful place. Maybe it can be extremely sensual, alive, and the place out of which the movement, however subtle, arises. But sometimes the wind is what moves the body. So feel free to see how. Or what moves the body? And then the body likes to return to a place of stillness and alignment. See that too. Let that be tasted, the return. The return to stillness. And maybe at that moment, when the return returns, you can whisper, or I will whisper to you. And you can echo that. I don't live in the body. The body lives in me. Just feeling that. Of course, both are true. I live in the body. I live as the body. I take the shape of a body. I have a body. All those things are true. And equally true I don't live in the body. I am that in which the body unfolds. When we say that to ourselves, it's a bit like it's an act of transcendence, and it's actually not. It's an act of imminent transcendence. I don't live in the body lives in me. But me then becomes this, I don't know, tactile field. And the body then becomes a dance of sensations and pulsation. A constellation. An intelligence. And I'm going to ask you very gently, without opening your eyes, to come to a standing position. just so that we can explore a little bit more. But take your time coming to standing. Even maybe find some, I don't know, some creature-like way to come to standing. Maybe take your time so that the body can explore and stretch and sense and feel and it's not a violence to the body. And I'm going to make sure my screen is so that you can see me, but technically you should be okay with your eyes closed. No need to see me. And here we are standing. And of course, you know, be careful, because sometimes that just that simple shift can make us feel a bit dizzy. Or so I find it helpful to place a hand, one hand on my belly and one hand on my at my heart, and just breathing. Hello, new landscape. Called standing, but you know, if we were free of a memory or a concept of the body standing, we'd just be, imagine a little child, a little 1-year-old standing for the first time. I mean, I don't think that little 1-year-old would be able to stand still, probably drop right back down on its little butt. But so a little bit of a baby, but a grown-up baby tasting standing. Let your arms do whatever they want to do, either they're hanging or they're touching your hands on your body. And your feet, can you feel your feet, your left foot? Is it in a battle with the earth? Is it pushing against the earth, or can your left foot kiss the earth? And the weight of the body on the left side can drop through the left hip and knee and ankle. And now feel the right foot. Hello. I don't have any concept, just the raw sensation, the heel, the sole, the toes, the earth, the texture, the temperature. Whew, and the layers of whatever, resistance and tension, all of it, it's so rich. Maybe just bend your knees a bit and a little bounce, just a little bounce to send the message to the body. Don't worry, all is well. We're exploring and we're not stuck in stillness. Just let the little bounce take the amplitude that is right for you. Maybe it becomes more like a shake. And maybe the hands are shaking and the shoulders are shaking and the face is shaking just a little bit. You don't even have to do it. You could imagine you've placed your body in a shaking machine and it knows exactly what's right. What's right for this body. Yes. And it subsides gently, gently, gently. Make sure you do what's right for your body. I can't know, you know, I do what's right for mine, and I hope for the best with your bodies. Back to stillness or semi-stillness, and just welcoming the layers. Maybe this shake has liberated things in the shoulders and the articulations. And it can be intense, but perhaps it's safe enough to just let the body come undone a little bit. Hello, body. Feel your right fingertips and let your right arm float into the space in front slowly. Feel it's being lifted up by a cushion of air. And it's now resting on the horizontal plane. And your left arm is hanging in your left arm. And your right arm is resting on the space. And your fingertips are very alive, they're grazing the wall in front. And now your head slowly turning towards the left side, slowly, smoothly, as if you were not doing it. And your right shoulder is dropping, dropping into the right hip, which is dropping through the foot. Yes, and now slowly the right arm melts back down and the head comes back to center slowly. Let that right arm go back to somewhere where it doesn't have to be a right arm. Ah, and now it's the left fingertips, very alive, and a cushion of air lifting the left arm slowly. It's weightless, perhaps? Why not? Long left arm. You don't know how long it is. You don't see it. You don't remember it. Make it as long as you want, your left fingertips going through the wall in front. And now the head turning towards the right side. You don't live in the head. You don't live particularly in anywhere in the body. Don't live anywhere in particular. Just feel the whole body as one sensation. Yes, everything comes back. The head, the arm. And now feel. What are we going to feel next? She wonders. Feel your knees are not, or are sort of a little bit bent. And take a nice long inhale. And with the exhale, let your torso melt into the space in front slowly. Just to do what's comfortable for your body. And you can breathe and then exhale as your torso is coming down. You're melting your torso down. If you need to bend your knees more so that you can rest your torso on your thighs, let your head go, let your shoulders go. Let it go. Yes, and now place the torso on a big beach ball that is slowly inflating. And as it is inflating, it carries your torso up, up, up. And it's completely weightless. The head is the last thing. Make sure you're breathing. And the arms, both of them now rising up in front and all the way to the ceiling, long arms. Fingertips to the ceiling. Palms facing one another. Feel the energy between the palms like a ball of energy. You can push the ball of energy a little bit. And then feel the ball of energy pushing the palms. There's a little bit of a pushing and pulling, and yet it's not a battle. Same with your feet. And slowly the torso turning a little bit towards the right. Don't go too far. And now to the left slowly. Even though I know there's probably some burning happening in the shoulders, that's okay. Feel that it's easy. That it's a burning happening in openness. Now the arms are opening side to side, right and left, long, big wings opening. And all the way back. Yes, and again, the knees bending a bit and the torso melting down. Don't think about it, just let it happen. And exhale if you want. Melting the torso down. Shaking the head, yes. No, circle with the head if it feels comfortable, a little bounce at the knees if that feels good. Yes, and again, the big beach ball under the torso so that there's nothing to do. You just let the torso be carried back up to vertical, slow. And the head is the last thing. Hello, body. Just tasting your bodies, your sweet bodies, with all that they are revealing in this moment. The level of tension, relaxation, the emotional weather. And again, the arms floating into the space in front, caressing the space as they come up, as if the space had density, and it does. It has substance, long arms. Resting the arms on an invisible table. Now, just the right arm to the ceiling. Don't do it, let it happen. Long right arm going right through the ceiling, opening that right armpit. Feel a little puppy, a flying puppy will come and lick your right armpit with its warm tongue so that it completely relaxes. And what's happening on the left side with the left arm? Can it feel supported? Can the left shoulder drop? Feel the whole body just as it is with its battles and its resistance, and feel it as one global expression, and let that radiate in the space all around. Yes, I know. Hello, body. And then let it melt slowly. The arms slowly bending, melting. Where is it going? Where does it go when it melts? Be that place where the arms dissolve. And let's go down again with the torso one more time, bending the knees, the arms just hang. Dipping down into this dark water, down, down with the head. Let the head go, empty the head, whatever it's carrying that you don't need.
Long inhale, long exhale. You can make sounds, huh? I'm sure you can. I know you can. And the beach ball inflating. I don't live in the body ripples in me, and I taste the body. I taste the body at every moment. The head finding its position, and now the arms again floating into the space, rising, lifted by the cushion of air. Can you drop the shoulders into the hips? Try it. Right shoulder, drop it into your pocket. Left shoulder into your pocket. Long fingertips. Yes, and now the left arm is falling up to the ceiling. No weight. Long left arm. Touching the sky. Long right arm. Touching the tree outside. And what about your feet? Can they be still kissing rather than fighting the earth? Yes, and feel the whole posture. And let it expand in all directions. It's just wanting that. Don't give up as soon as there's a little bit of heat in the shoulders. Let the heat radiate. Yes, and then slowly take your stand as this spaciousness in which the arms, the shoulders, the fingers merge. Make sure the breath is allowed to move. Maybe feel the inhale moving up through the roots of the feet. Long inhale, traveling all the way up to the top of the head. And the exhale follows the same pathway the other way, the other direction, from the top of the head down through the central channel of the body, through the soles of the feet that are growing roots into the earth. And again, the arms. Feel that the energy arms are very alive and they teach the physical arms. So it's the energy arms that are moving up. Physical arms are following. And now, this time, carving the space right and left with the edges of your hands, opening the arms, sliding on the space. Now turning slowly, slowly, so that you feel, you taste every moment, turning the palms to face the space in front. And then turning your palms a little bit more towards the ceiling and feel you've got a lotus flower in the palms of your hands. And now bend your elbows a little bit and bring your lotus flowers towards one another, each hand towards one another, as if you were offering, and you are, the lotus flowers to the space in front. What's happening with the shoulders? What about your buttocks, your butt? Is it tight? Are you holding your butt? Is that necessary. Stand naked with your lotus flowers. Drop your elbows. Yes, and now bring your lotus flowers towards your heart. First, the left lotus flower melted into your heart, then the right one covering the left hand. Long inhale, long exhale. Hello, body. Feel the heat, the warmth of your hands. And now just let your hands slide and caress the front of your body as your arms come back to your side slowly. Renewing with our bodies is renewing with the sensuality, the heart, the tactile heart. Now just let whatever happens with your movement happen. Just there's absolutely no prescription. Maybe the body doesn't move, maybe you come back to sitting or lying, but maybe you allow movement to rise out of the moment. Nobody's looking. No right, no wrong. No big spiritual mission here. Just as innocent exploring of movement that comes out of this invitation. Of sort of inner listening and allowing. And then maybe a movement arises and you stay with it for a bit. And it takes you somewhere. I don't know, I can't say. I do know that feet and hips, shoulders and head like to be invited into the movement. I also know that space all around and hands have something to do with one another. And I know you know this too, your bodies. In every single culture, there is dance, and it's always initially sacred. So maybe remember your sacred dancer and let her, him, it, if it's a creature, if it's somewhere that's not a he or a she, whatever, it doesn't matter. Let the sacred dancer dance. And the breath and the sounds and the demands of the dance shaping your body, your belly, your pelvis, using the articulations of your knees and your shoulders and your elbows and your wrists, because that's what they're for. And sometimes, if it's not comfortable, there can be a bit of shyness or whatever, inhibition. Well, Either you could shake it away and say, damn it, I'm going to be a free dancer for once, or you can give it movements, the inhibition. What is it like? How would it move? It's your own private dance. Private and intimate with, I don't know what to call it, with the beloved. Yes. And maybe find a way, a gesture, just a little. Wave to close it. It's a very short dance. Maybe your hands in a gesture or in a place on your body. Coming back to the stillness yet again. And every time the body comes back to stillness, it can dissolve as maybe not entirely, but it can let go into the surrounding openness. Like a wave that returns to the ocean. And we're going to come back to sitting position. Take your time, go very gently. Exploring the transition, the textures that you encounter along the way, the weight of your cushion, make sure you surrender the weight to the support of your chair, your cushion, your creature. Welcoming the layers of feelings or tension, the difficult layers, if they're there. We're not micromanaging anything. We're hopefully just sending this sort of message on a tactile level that everything that arises is bathed in openness. It doesn't always put an end to the difficulty or the resistance or the fear or whatever. These feelings are natural, they're not mistakes. They're part of the dance or the symphony of life.
But it's more maybe that when we come together like this, we caress these layers. We let them know they're part of the totality. They're not mistakes. Everything belongs. That's what I think we forget a lot. Because we don't, we get cut off from this realm of feeling, of tactility. We're thinking our way through. So just that, just feeling feeling the belonging. Each sensation and each contraction. Each inhale and each exhale. And at some point, you don't have to itemize things, you just know. Or you just are touching the totality, maybe. And then you're back at some other moment in feeling fragmented or itemizing the place of suffering in the body, the tension. The place of resistance. And at that moment, you just remember, oh, no, it's okay. Not a mistake. It belongs. It's that lovely image of Christ gathering the flock and making sure the wandering black sheep doesn't get forgotten, something like that. I don't remember the story, but and sometimes we, as an individual, may feel very isolated, alone. And I guess in those moments, we have to really try to remember or ask to remember, pray to remember. Ask for a reminder that we are absolutely not on our own ever. But we do need some kind of loving reminder, which comes in so many disguises. Maybe this shrine is one of them. Feel your bodies just as they are. Not spiritual bodies, not non-dual bodies, not this or that, just your body as it is, your humble, simple body. And let your breath permeate it. Wash it with the exhale. Caress it with the in-breath. And then now feel the invisible presence or openness. It's more like a field of vibration in which the sound of this voice, the sensations, the thoughts, the images are rippling. Itself, of course, it isn't an experience, a tangible experience, but in a way it is. It is because everything we experience is made out of this vibrating openness. Therefore, we can feel it. In other words, that which feels it is it. That in you which feels the openness is the openness. And don't do anything. We'll take a 5 minute break and come back at 25 to, so a little bit more than 5 minutes. Thank you. Thank you. Oops. Welcome back, everyone. Just going to turn my phone off, so. My glasses on. Clean my glasses. All right. How is everyone, I wonder, in this auspicious day? And Spain, I'm thinking about you guys and the trauma over there. And everywhere. Anyway, it's your turn to talk, so I'm going to hush up. If you want to share or ask or say or sing or recite, whatever, feel free. You just unmute yourself. Oh, somebody's unmuted. Who is that? Oh, hi, Maria.
Oh,
Oh, you didn't mean to. I'll mute you.
no, but just by chance, it's okay so, because I wanted to share. I don't know what, Hélène, I would just come out of this bubble of shame, of speaking, of sharing, and going to confusion the moment I try to share. So I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know. I just want my voice be heard and say, hi, I'm still alive. I'm here. And I love you. And thank you. Thank you, Elaine.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you, everybody.
We hear you. We see you. We love you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. I really appreciate your sharing yourself like that.
Oh, you're talking to Maria, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. Hi, hi, Ellen.
Hi, Greg.
It's nice to see you. You look good. Yeah.
Cool. You look good too, Greg.
Thank you. All right.
Hi,
Here's
Rosalie. Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Haven't seen you for so long. I just want to drop in and say hi.
I
I
know
don't
it's
want to interrupt your meeting, but.
no problem. I know it's a big day for you. I know. Well, it's a big day for all of you guys, but
Yeah, sure. A
well,
scary day.
for the world too, and really, but
Yeah. We gotta keep that maniac Trump out of
I
this country if we could.
know.
Anyway.
Well, what will be, but we'll all be l interested.
I won't take up your time. Just want to say hi.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, bad connection. Okay.
Are you saying something again, Maria? Oh, she's gone. Len, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for bringing groundedness into this day. It was probably the flying puppy licking my armpit that did That it makes me laugh, right? And it's feeling the nowness of being in the body and sort of seeing just how much up here it's been and here, but just so sort of involved, right? With so I just really deeply, deeply thank you and appreciate having feeling being back in my body and loving that.
I
So
know.
it's the rest of the day different. And it's a moment in strange time. So
No, not too many flying puppies licking armpits out there. I know. Well, I feel very grateful too for this because I mean, I'm just like everybody else up here way too much, and this gathering is such a it's a convergence, we do it together. Yeah. Nice to have you both.
Such a
Anna, we're not hearing you.
What a gift it seemed to be with you this particular day, and the quality of the spaciousness that I could connect with will soften this day.
Yeah. Good. Thank you, Anna. Hi, Lunmila. Are you going to say something?
I'm a bit like Maria. I feel shy sometimes. Actually, I was very touched, but when she was saying this, I felt very touched. And yeah, sometimes we are like you're all saying so much in the minds, and we forget there's so much openness if we just give awareness to it, loving awareness. So this gathering helps me to be in touch with it. Yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you.
we hear your voice, Lunila. Beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's so nice to echo like that. We're all echoing each other, saying so nice. Thank you.
Thank you to
Where are
all of
you?
you.
Where are you in the
I'm in Portugal now. In Portugal, yeah.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank
Thank
you.
Hey, Ellen, hi.
Hey, Maria Rosa.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm I want to I had already asked you something in that direction once. I think I'll say it again because there is a sensation in my body that is very persistent. It comes back all the time and is there. It's just a it's hard not to have a resistance towards it because it's really, really present and it's present and it's very much in connection to my breath because it's in the area of the lungs. I don't know if that's the reason, but it the sensation is that it's almost like a suffocation, like that the breath cannot really. It's like gasping for air. That's kind of the feeling. So there is a contraction at the level of wherever behind the sternum, where more or less like, and it stays, then it stays. But I don't think I'm resisting it, or I am, how can I say? I don't think I build up a fight to it. Like I don't necessarily want it to go, you know, but it's just so like intense not to be able to take a deeper breath, you know?
I wouldn't be. I had that too. I had it as a kid, and I have it sometimes. I think it's anxiety. It's deep-rooted anxiety, possibly, at least in my case. And it comes back sometimes. It's this feeling that you can't take a deep breath, right? And then I used to yawn like, ooh,
Gone.
right? And
Yeah, all the time.
then
Yeah.
suddenly you have one, and it's like a miracle, right? Because it's
Yeah.
a
Well, you know, for a moment you're on a vacation for a moment. It's like there's a relief, and then it doesn't last long, because then the next maybe two breaths is okay, and then the third one it starts again, you know.
It's not all
So if
the
my
time,
mind is
right?
running, I am having a lot of thoughts
But
of
Maria,
yeah,
was that?
but if
Is it? It's not all the time, right? This thing.
no, it's not all the time, but it can last like, you know,
Yeah.
60% of my awake day is like there.
Well, yeah. She said,
I
yeah.
mean, you know, just so, I mean, I'm
Well, I'm certain that it's some kind of, it's a residue of trauma, you know, not necessarily heavy trauma, but sort of, you know, that delicate place as a child that, I don't know, the place of the vulnerable, delicate child place that had to do something to cope with whatever it was, and it's lodged there. And it may always be with you. I don't know, but I know it can soften. That I'm sure of too. And I think it's a combination of this, because it's so loving, this exploration of the body together as a group. Also, I think if you do therapeutic work, I don't know if you do any, but I think
what
that,
kind, like
sorry.
if I do, like,
Well,
you like go to a psychologist, or like
for
what kind?
example, something like that where you go and explore, you know, your trauma
I don't know
or
if not for a while I did, but I'm not sure if it's,
maybe not. I'm not
you know,
suggesting
because I
not.
it's like it doesn't serve me to go to the path. I mean, it not that I'm there because they need it, it just I
Maybe,
it's
maybe not. I don't know.
I don't want to find it in the past. I don't want to.
Well then,
I don't
that's
know if it's me, or I don't know if I don't think I'm scared or anything. It's just that it's boring. I don't know.
well, I don't know either, and I think it's not the place, but we could talk about it. But I think it can be boring and absolutely not productive to go back in the past and do therapy work. And I think it can be extremely productive and powerful, but you know, you have to find the right person and
Yeah, maybe.
all of that kind of thing, so that it's not just about, as my teacher Francis, who has no idea what good therapy is, he's convinced that therapy is just rearranging the furniture and that it serves nothing, and that can be the case. It can be, but I think there's certain therapies that are, yeah, that because Maria today, like speaking, just the act of speaking to another person and being witnessed and doing that around the places that are unspeakable, the places of shame, the places of terror, the places of whatever that many of us maybe experienced as, it can be alchemical, what happens in that relationship with a therapist. And it's not about undoing, and it's more mysterious than that, the therapeutic healing potential. But I really don't know if that's the direction for you, and maybe just doing this and if images come during the yoga, or things that come up, then by then maybe you write in your journal. I don't know. It's good to, it's not a bad thing to remember or to allow the images to surface or to share something with a friend and have a cry. All of those things are what we do as humans. We don't just go to our true nature, and we do, some of us, but it's not necessarily the only thing we do. We do many things. And the fact that you say it's boring, and I'm like, Anyway.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
I also want to say thank you. As I'm
Hi.
here for the first time. thank you for doing this together. It was good for me to be here, and especially after we stood up and we did those movements and the dance in the end, I slowly came back to this direct experiencing of my sensations without going only through the filters of my mind. And in the end, the space was just bigger. And I enjoyed that there are not only thoughts, but that there is so much more to experience. And it was good for me. Thank you all.
That's wonderful, John. Jo, how do you say your name? We
My name in German is Johannes.
Johannes.
The English version is just John.
And you're in Germany?
No, I'm in Austria, Vienna.
Well, thank you for speaking, it's so nice to hear when, how it helps, how it helps, you're quite. You've just said something quite precise, that after you came back after the dance, there was more space. And it's quite precious that, and it's not a big awakening that, no, it's just suddenly from up here, which we all, you're a little bit more with the tactility and with the, and you can touch the space. And what a gift that is, isn't it?
And it's a very, very tiny shift, but for me, after all these years doing different things, it also feels like a very big shift. Although it's very tiny, it's I like this.
No, it's true. It's a very, because we don't do anything here, really, right? So it's more like it's a shift in the sense that we're taking away some of the effort and some of the overthinking, and that is a very big shift, actually. And yet, as you say, it's a very small shift. Like you'll leave, and in 10 minutes, you'll think, what was that? What did we do? It's subtle. That's why, it's good to come back.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Nice to have you. What about you, Jenny? Were you bored today?
Oh, wait.
No, you're on.
Okay, somehow my Zoom vanished. So I knew you're gonna ask me this question. I felt like I really.
It just came to me now. I didn't premeditate.
Okay, good.
It's your fault. You send the thought out, and I
No, and I wanted to say, I just want to speak when you asked me, because it was so wonderful, and I mean, it was very energizing for me. I feel very awake now, which is a bit, I wanted to go to sleep early, but I feel very, enthusiastic even. And so that was interesting to see how this very slow and how bringing this kind of attention that we cultivate in this, then to the yoga movement. I really love that. That's so inspiring, and I feel so much, you know. That's and then so and my shift was then when we came to sit in the end, that I felt this dance in my body, and that was amazing, you know. I suddenly this like energy was dancing in my body, and this what normally when I come, I feel it's a bit of like, you know, like I'm very not very flowy dance, but more of like I go through these different parts in my body and I feel feelings everywhere, but it's a bit like a machine,
Or
and
mechanical.
now a more mechanical, right? And now it was just like oof, going from place to move, flowing, and it was
That's
yeah.
really interesting. I'm glad. I think it's
Yeah.
important to do
And
the
what Glenn said, the grounding, I also feel this more and more that it's such a relief to come into the body, and that really also, and it's good to discover more and more things that really, you know, do help with this kind of grounding, because I'm also like, yeah, just doing so much work with my head, and then it takes again a lot of time and work to come into the body again, right? It's like somehow you've been going very fast with the mind, and then you kind of shift gears, and that always. And so it's good to know that I can come back to this.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. It's nice to get the feedback too about the movement and the postures, because I'm going to keep going with it. I think it is good. Yeah.
As I've been sitting here, I realize that one of the things that was so important to me in this session is that I'm so kind of con I so often see myself sinking down into being or awareness. And during this last session, I had the expansion up and out into awareness. And that was a very freeing shift. So,
Interesting. Yeah. That's the magic of the yoga, is so irrational. I mean, we all will have, it's so, I
freeing.
don't know, free, yes, free. Free. And yet there are some elements that we all can recognize, like the root and the openness and the resistance, all of those things we all know. You know, we can ref at least we can understand each other when we try to put into language what we experience during this yoga. But at the same time, it can be wildly different, I think, which is so creative and fun.
Yes.
All right, anybody else? One last, we're out of time, but Savannah, are you okay? I'm aware that you're new, and was that okay?
Yes, I am. Yes, thank you. I discovered your work recently, and something you said here that I also heard you say in an interview that I find so profound and gave me this glimpse of this initial feeling of expansion is the idea of instead of the body holding the consciousness, our consciousness holding our body. And yeah, I find that very profound and moving. And I recently experienced a major loss in my life. And it's had me reflecting a lot on consciousness and life and the body and death. So I'm really grateful for that and this practice. And I look forward to coming again.
Wonderful. Thank you. Nice to have you. Yeah. Okay, everyone. It's really sweet. Meeting in 2 weeks. I reshuffled, so 2 weeks from today. Hi, Claire.
I can't imagine being anywhere other than here on this day. Awesome. We're going to have a front row seat on, you know, where our collective psychic is, you know, whether this is going to be continuing Kali Yuga or we have a break. We'll see. But I can't imagine anywhere else to be because my body felt so safe for the first time.
Keep the perfume with you as the next few days unravel.
Right. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hugs.
Thank you, Ellen. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Hilka. Bye, Anna. Bye, Zuzu.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kella.
Bye, everybody. Bye.